Jay Marshall and Joshua Miller are not professionals in any fields, so please do not follow anything they say or do. If Josh asks you to try his root of all evil sauce, defer to Rule 1. Lastly, if you're a doctor wishing to express medical concerns, good luck. Nothing can stop us at this point. Welcome to Add and Food Item, the only podcast where we eat one and only one food for a full business week every month. I'm Jay, your depressed, I almost said pizza roll technician.
That's
not the week we're on. That isn't the week we're on.
It isn't the week we're on. I am Josh. That's it.
All right.
I am
Kazan. It has been a couple of weeks, exactly the number. It is the day before this episode is supposed to go out.
Yeah, really took this one. It took a little bit to let this one ruminate.
We do have life.
Yeah.
We live. It's been a hot one. It's been a hot time. And really, I just didn't want to talk about these fucking little bars, I'll be honest.
No, honestly, I have had, and I'm very sad about this because I knew it was going to happen. I'm hungry, and I look in my snack area, and it's these little bars, and normally I'd be like, all right, chow down on one or two of them. And now I literally can't bring myself to eat them. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. I took them out of the cabinet, I went in to go eat one, and I couldn't. Couldn't do it.
Okay, as per every single, you know, question and answer episode. This is the question and answer episode, by the way.
Question and answer episode, not or.
I do. What did I? I said or?
No, I'm just clearing it up.
Oh, I'm gonna kill you. No, as per usual, I call Joshua out at the beginning of the episode.
Oh, jeez, what did I do wrong?
Because this motherfucker left one of the boxes of the protein bars in my house.
Oh,
I have 3 boxes of these shits.
Yeah, that was on purpose.
Yeah, I know. You said it out loud. You said, I'm going to leave this box of protein bars here because I don't want it.
Yep.
And I said, Josh, take it home. And you said, well, I'm going to live up to my name of Roy P-Boy.
Yeah, and I peed all over your house.
And I couldn't believe it.
It was a real disaster kind of night. Yeah, I brought him there, announced readily my intentions. You said, hey, don't do that. And I went, okay. And then I forgot him there. And then I did it.
And now I have 3 boxes of them, and no one's eating them.
Gotta whittle them down slowly, dude. Bearer of the curse. Mm-mm.
No one's eating them. My mom, my dad, me, no one's eating them. And I've been considering donating them, but then I thought, here's the thing. Why would I give a homeless person something I'm not willingly ready to eat?
Because they are willingly ready to eat it, and it's very good nutritionally.
Is it very good nutritionally, though?
It gave you energy.
It really did not.
Oh,
it did the opposite.
Ooh.
I mean, according to like sources, the best thing you can do for like food banks and, you know, funds like that is just to donate money.
Yeah.
Like actually.
Yeah.
I mean, even canned food drives, they're not as effective as just giving the money, because if you're giving away your expired food, guess what? Bud, they don't want that. No one wants that.
Yes, very true. No one wants expired food.
And no one wants your shitty protein bars. Give them the beans.
I would prefer protein bars over baked beans. Almost 80% of the time.
Well, it's because you're white.
Okay, nice. No, that's good. Thank you.
Let's get into the episode. Did I send over the Reddit link?
No, you have not.
Depressed. I am depressed. I can't believe I would play myself like this.
What is the structure for this bad boy? We going straight into
the structure is. It's always, we go right into questions, as
right
always.
Right into questions. Question number
now,
one,
this is,
where the fuck is the
this
left?
this episode's going to be a little stinky, I think. I think we're going to have a stinky episode today. This one's
It is a shame, because the 2 best episodes of this week, we both dropped the ball.
It was so hard, oh my god.
Because they were really funny, they were fun to record, and they were good.
So fucking funny. And then I mess up the mic, and then on the second episode it was like a noise tornado on your end. And I literally, on the first episode that I messed up on, it took me like an hour of editing out like in between noises for me. On the second episode, I had to do it for me again, and then it took me an extra hour.
Oh my god.
2 hours because we fucked up so bad.
I have no idea what the hell it was either. I hope it's not happening now. I had no idea what the sound is.
You can't touch any. You can't. Here's what I do. I don't touch anything except for my mouse, and even when I touch my mouse, I don't touch my mouse.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that, but if I stop moving, I will explode like a bird you have given soda.
Oh god. Now I need you to read one of the questions.
Yeah, so the first one is just why. Which is interesting because in the question you did ask the why, you did very clearly say the why would break the self-promotion rule.
And I did say so I wouldn't ask, and then they said why.
There's no response to that.
This person did get 5 points for this, so
that is, yeah, that is
Reddit's fed up.
That's the most of them. That's the most points that anyone got. That's hilarious.
All right. I would say this is question success.
Yeah, answered and quartered, drawn and quartered, baby. Hey, could you answer riddle me this? How do you feel? Do you feel lethargic or energetic? Asks Sit Monkey. How's the poops? What made you stop? Did you get tired of the taste? Did you find yourself eating fewer of them at the end? How many calories did you eat each day? Which flavors?
Let's burn through this shit. Okay, number one, how did you feel? Josh, go.
Okay, bad but energetic.
Bad but not energetic. Did you feel lethargic or energetic?
I just answered the question.
You were. I wasn't. How's the poops?
I don't know. A lot of them?
Yeah, same. What made you stop?
The deadline that we set for ourselves.
We did do that. Did you get tired of the taste?
Yep.
Yep. Did you find yourself eating less of them at the end?
I was literally meditating, so I didn't have to eat anymore.
I was in pain. How many calories did you eat a day?
I don't fucking know.
somewhere between 200 and 1,000. Which flavors?
Peanut, chocolate, and a different one.
Yep.
That's all of them.
God. And that's your question answered. Come back to Adam Food and Item for hard-hitting journalism about...
Nothing. About literally nothing.
Nothing. This is nothing. This is nothing.
This is nothing. Siege, Hero of Time, asked this a question that we seem to get a lot, which was, how was your poop?
Let's get into this.
No.
I want to get into the dirty, nasty, nutty, deep in, you know.
Yeah, you want to talk about shit, feel, bud? You want to talk about poop?
I do want to talk about the poop. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
We did it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I gotta know.
Mm-hmm.
Was there ever a time when you were in pain?
In general?
From digestive issues. Did you feel any bloating, any cramping?
Oh, ew. I can't quite remember, but I don't think I, like, hurt. If it hurt, it wasn't enough to be memorable, so.
I definitely had a memorable point when I needed to use the bathroom, and then it was like, my body was like, what are you doing, dog?
Homie, are you shitting again? What do
you do? Why'd you eat so much of the fiber? Like,
dude, you got too much of that shit in your system. Get it out. Oh, wait, no, don't get it out, actually. Just leave it there for a bit.
And then there was that, it was a battle, like, my digestive system and my heart were going at it. My heart was like, I swear to God, if you do anything, I will stop.
Oh my god. That's straight fucked up, dude.
No, my heart was holding me hostage.
Wow.
It was like, here's the thing. I swear to God, you can't keep doing this. And my digestive system was like, well, I'm going to. And it literally proceeded to shit itself.
Wow. All in all, I guess you were the owner of a Lonely Heart Kid Dynamo.
Oof, oofa doofa. What's the next question?
Lol, can we DM you got a lot of these fuckers.
No.
Alright. Pickles and Potatoes asked, how many calories was it total?
Well, I answered in the question a little under 4,000. Now, that's me guessing, because I remember eating 5 the first day.
Uh-huh.
4 the second day.
Yeah.
3 the third day.
Uh-huh.
1 the fourth day, and then 1 the fifth day.
Right. I ate so many fucking more than you did.
Yeah, you... Well, I mean, the thing is that the first day really discouraged a lot of eating. Because my heart did threaten to kill me again.
You're in, like, mortal danger.
Okay, I definitely ate more than I'm putting on. I definitely ate 5 on the second day. But those last couple of days really did whittle down, though.
Yeah, like, I really, like, got 1 or 2 a day on, like, Friday. I didn't want to eat. I did not want to eat.
You just didn't want to.
And then all I could think about was that good miso dip.
Yeah.
I have a problem.
I bought a whole nother pack of miso.
You should give it to me. You should fax it to my address. I'll pull it out of my printer.
Doc, you can go to Harris Teeter. You can go to Harris Teeter.
Ignoring that, now, I can do that. Olivia asked, "Would you recommend?" And can you tell me why not? I don't get it. I don't know why you wouldn't.
Made me poop bad. Citing an earlier thing that I said at minute 4, I definitely said my heart was definitely plotting against me.
Yeah.
By burning my whole bod up.
Not good, just bad and not good.
My jaw, I don't know if we talked about it, I at the end of Friday, literally my jaw felt as if it was about to unhinge. I was in a lot of pain Friday night, I'll be honest.
Yeah, Jesus, sounds like it.
Yeah.
That shit sucks, dude.
I mean, there was no permanent damage, but that shit really fucked it, dude.
Oh my god, yeah, no, I straight didn't notice because I am semi-conscious at all times.
Yeah, you were definitely in your world, and we watched Astro Boy.
We did. Oh my god, we watched Astro Boy. It's kind of the Friday corner over here. Over here in the Friday corner, and explain what our Friday was. So the past 2 times that we've been able to do this, because it's been summer, it probably can't now because the dorms, you know, with the virus. Yeah.
The virus.
But
I've got the virus.
Coronavirus got 250s. Yes, so we usually hang out on Friday, like at the end of Friday, and we watch some shitty movies, and then the next morning we stay up till about 12 so we can eat food, and we usually have like miso dip, and this time we had a skillet, and then afterwards we wake up, watch Death Note, and eat breakfast, often with good drinks. So our Friday movies the first time were the shitty Avatar movie and the shitty Death Note movie.
And the shitty Death Note movie, yeah.
Which while I fell asleep during the Avatar movie, I literally fell asleep. I was woken back up so we could watch the very good live action Death Note that isn't bad.
I think you got it in the wrong order.
I mean, his name is Light Turner, which reminds me of Timmy.
No,
Turner.
I mean,
and how am I?
No,
supposed
I mean,
to
we watched Death
that?
Note first. We watched Death Note first.
Yes, we watched. Oh my god, I don't have time. I don't have time memory. Yeah. But afterwards, we were like, maybe we should watch the actual Death Note because neither of us had finished it, and I'd never started it. It's very good.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable saying that it's funny, but like, it has me busting guts, but also losing my shit. When Light Yagami does it, when he deaths the note,
when Light Yagami he's standing there. He's in college now. He's in his college. He's standing there. L is like, "Oh, but Light, I can see that you're attracted to women. Do you want to talk about that?" And he's like, "If I said I like women, what do you think? I'm Kira?" But if I'm gay. That's funny because Kira wrote, "Did you know I'm gay?" on every letter in the prison. He's bluffing, but I wouldn't know that.
I'm now at least 5% certain he's Kira.
Oh my god. No, I am.
I slept on Death Note for too long. That's a good show. It's funny.
Yeah, the day that when we did it the first time, I did basically watch the entire show.
You've watched the entire show twice. I only watched what we watched together.
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't finish it the second time?
I watched the entire show. Mostly because my body was celebrating this Friday. And that's something we have to talk about. The fact of the matter is that the Totino's Friday, my body was not living.
Yeah, you were straight dead.
Well, no, I wasn't straight dead. I mean, like, when I ate it, I felt like I was being revived from a coma, which was nice. I like being alive.
Yes.
And not comatose.
Yes.
At the end of the at the end of the protein bar week, I felt like I was being revived from death. Oh. And if you remember, I literally was doing Goku poses.
I really do vaguely remember your very interesting poses of Goku.
Yeah, I really was. I was literally doing, like, I forget the capoeira. I was basically doing capoeira in my kitchen. I was going wild because I was filled with a horny, hungry energy at this food that we were receiving.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with you.
And now I've got a deep appreciation for food. Literally everything that I eat is brand new.
Yeah, I think that's the... And actually that moves us... We can switch a little bit back into the question thing where they asked, would you recommend? No, but it's not all negative. Like, it's not...
Actually, if you're a chef...
Yeah, well, even if you're not... Like, I'm not a chef. I cook... I can't cook good. I also often just can't cook, but I have been. I made a quesadilla last night. I made my own quesadilla. I shredded my own cheese out and put some fucking lunch meat on that bitch.
I'm saying, if you're interested in cultivating an interest in food, making your own food, crafting your own palate, you gotta do the shitty challenge.
Yes. Yeah, I honestly, it's not good, but it gives you an appreciation and a want to make your own, because you're like, I don't think I'll ever eat these for at least a year.
In a very literal sense, it's like experiencing life if you weren't allowed to taste.
It is also like when you were a kid and you smoked a cigarette, and then your dad's like, all right, jackass, and puts an entire bucket of cigarettes in front of you, and they're like, now smoke them all.
You mean, he goes like, get puffin, boy.
I don't know. I don't know if King of the Hill edits are a thing that, like, people know about, but no. I do want to post that one on Twitter if you could find it and send it to me.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to send it. Yeah, can we... Okay, I know that we've been going off a lot in this little section, but I'm just so excited to be back on mic. It's been weeks.
It has been a hot minute.
The King of the Hill edits are funny the first time you watch them. And then the second time you watch them, it's just sad.
You think?
In a very literal sense, I rewatched the one where he's like, swing, Bobby, swing, swing! And I was just sitting there like, oh my god, alright. Even the funniest part where he's like, I want a hammer! I want a damn hammer!
Yeah, I love that part.
Doesn't anybody know where to get a hammer? I was just like, oh my. Alright.
Dude, are you...
Okay.
Are you Catholic now?
I think I'm Catholic now.
Oh, shit, dude.
Can you read the next question?
Yeah, okay, let's get back in it. Do you think people who eat toaster strudel...
I am Kazam!
All right. Okay. I got hit twice. One by reading the next question, which sucks, and then one by you fucking Shazamming me. Kazam! God damn
it. I'm so filled with energy at this I am Kazam. Right, what it's is so Shaq small, but too? It's so important. Pull up the video that I sent you.
All right.
And we're going to 1, 2, 3 this, because I want to watch this at the same time.
It is a minute and 11 seconds, which is going to make great.
We're going to watch the... Yep. No, don't worry. It's going to be playing in the background. Everyone's going to hear it.
Okay.
It's for the whole class.
Okay, ready? 3.
Okay.
2. 1.
1.
Go.
Click.
Oh, that's...
Okay, so you got
a sicko mode?
You got all these guys out here. Yeah, sicko mode. And it's Shaq.
That's just Shaq.
Yeah, it really is.
He's really just wearing pants and a shirt.
Yeah. It's Shaquille O'Neal! And he's, he's done a lot of things with WrestleMania, right? He's a 15-time All-Star. And I enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm just sort of watching. I like the dude in full suit who's just like checking him out. Like,
Stone Cold. Oh, wait, no, this is the Big Show.
The bell, rang. You gotta start fighting each other.
Oh, don't worry. Because, no, it's Kim.
Why is Rey Mysterio so wet? Oh my god! Going after both men.
No, it's Kane.
Oh, Citizen Kane.
Maybe not.
This is real. That's all real things that happened.
Boom, yeah, they really killed him.
It really ends with Boom Shakalaka.
It does end with Boom Shakalaka. In addition, here's fun facts about it. Number one. Okay? Number one. Shaq eliminated one person. Number two.
Ever?
Every other wrestler eliminated Shaq.
Oh, yes.
And I want to stress that. Every other wrestler eliminated Shaq.
Oh.
And I... Yeah.
Everyone in there. Every person in there has taken Shaq out.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, it's me.
Oh, no, Shaqary.
Now, that was the first part, because I really enjoy the energy that Shaq brought to him really wanting to be in, you know, WWE.
Right.
He had been doing all this stuff for WrestleMania and all this stuff, awarding people, and apparently he had a physical altercation with the Big Show at some point. No, it was like one of the jokes, but like, damn though. You know?
Yeah.
They really set it up that Shaq and Big Show really fucking hated each other outside the ring. Now, this is so important.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if this was your secret weapon that you used to find the Shaq statue.
No.
But I did pull up Wikipedia.
Okay.
And, well, this is because I was really invested. The Shaq statue is on the Wikipedia page.
Oh, that's so good.
In addition... we do get to know about his music career.
Wait, what? Wait, Shaq has a music career?
Not just a music career. The music career.
Huh?
Do you want to know what Shaquille O'Neal goes by when he's DJing?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, Jay? That's something I really want to fucking know right now, dude.
What do you put in an 18-wheeler to make it go? What's its go juice?
It's not wheels. Diesel.
Well, yeah, he goes by Diesel.
He goes by Vin... He's Vin Diesel?
No, he's just Diesel.
Oh.
He's like Seal, but Diesel.
I feel like that's a missed opportunity Hollywood. To say D-Shack.
Oh, no. Diesel. Do you know what his debut album was called?
Shaq Attack?
Shaq Diesel.
Okay. All right. Yeah, all right. Yeah, okay.
And
Shaq.
It did, and it received a platinum certification by the RIAA.
How the fuck? Was it good?
I don't fucking know. Is the thing.
Jeez.
But the Recording Industry Association of America was really into it, is the thing. But, you know, it doesn't stop there. O'Neal was featured alongside Michael Jackson as a guest rapper on Too Bad, a song from Jackson's 1995 album, His Story.
Oh.
He contributed 3 tracks, including the song We Genie, to the Kazam soundtrack. O'Neal was also featured in Aaron Carter's 2001 hit single, That's How I Beat Shaq.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
Shaq, there's a song called That's How I Beat Shaq?
Yeah, and Shaq.
Oh my god.
Mm.
I just put a connection together.
What?
I know a song from something called, and the song is called That's How I Beat Snake. And I just put together...
Oh, no.
That's a reference to Shaquille fucking Neal.
Oh my fucking god. Oh my god, I'm losing my mind, dude.
Yeah, dude! What do you got?
No,
why are you
not because of that.
Shit?
My brain is melting. Okay, so, you know, today, life has been hectic. Things have been going on.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm getting ready for college. I prepared my Shaq stuff. I got my Shaq WWE fact. I got my Shaq musical career stuff.
Yes.
Let's shut that shit fucking down.
Okay.
Have you heard about Shaq-a-roni?
What I'm worried about with allowing you to go into Shaq-a-roni is that we're not going to have any more Shaq left.
No. We have plenty of Shaq. This man is a... Oh no, they already covered it! They covered it! How could they cover it?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm sorry. So recently I've been watching TV and the ad came on very recently. You know, they decided to launch Shaq-a-Roni Pizza.
Oh my god.
They made Shaq-a-Roni pizzas.
Yo, so it's like macaroni, but it's Shaq's face and it's on pizza?
No, it's Shaq with pepperoni.
Oh, it's that kind of roni.
Oh, man, I wish I had more information about it, but apparently everyone's already in on the joke.
I mean, yeah, it's Shaq, dude. Shaq's
no,
like...
No, I mean, this was in June, apparently.
June? That's 2 months ago.
That's 2 fucking months ago, and I'm not even on the beat. What? Who am I? Yo, who am I? I feel like I failed.
You're slipping, dude. I don't think you're Kazam right now.
Oh, man, I'm not Kazam.
Oh, you've been un-Kazammed. I'm taking
I'm just
your
Steel.
Genie
I'm
powers.
Just Steel. I'm Steel. I'm a robot man.
You're a robot man. No more Kazam. You are made of robots. And
this sucks.
That sucks. Honestly, that sucks.
Oh, man.
You.
And you know what the first result on Shaq-a-Roni is?
What?
It's an episode of My Brother and Me.
Yeah, makes sense.
And it was July 1st. That was before we started the podcast.
Hate to break it to you, dude, but they're on the beat.
We fucked up.
God.
I'm depressed.
You'll just have to do a more in-depth coverage of Shaq-a-Roni.
I need to get far deeper. Okay, next time, I'm going to go really deep into
Shaq-a-Roni.
I would
like a full-page dissertation on Shaq-a-Roni.
You'll get that and more.
Good. And then
now,
I will
let's get back to the questions.
Yes.
Because, yeah.
Because we have to do that contractually.
And I do want you to read the question that you were reading when I interrupted
you so nastily. Do
you think
people who eat toaster strudels are snobs?
I hate how smug they look when they eat their strudels and go, yummy.
I disagree with you entirely. I think people with toaster strudels learn how to do art for free and then you eat it. So, like...
Oh, well, I'm referring to the people who take their little icing packet and then they just turn it into one big pouch in the center of the strudel and then eat it that way.
Oh, when you put the pouch of stuff in the strudel. Like, you open up surgically and then you put the plastic in there and you close it.
No, I would. That's not smug. That's fucking sick.
Well, it's delicious, but your choice.
What I'm telling you is that the people who just pool it on top, they don't do any cool art. They just pool it onto a little pool, and then they eat it, and they go, yummy. You know?
No. No, I don't.
How do you not know this?
Well,
I'm going to attack. I'm tired.
I think that you're just mad because you don't have any toaster strudels.
Can I read the next question?
Yeah, would you like to read this one?
I do want to read this one.
Yeah, go for it.
Shit, 1 week I was 26, all I ate was Hot Pockets the whole week and drank 40s and coffee. That's it.
So...
It's not a question.
I'd like to focus on the beginning of this really quick.
Yeah.
Where it says, shit 1 week when I was 28. Shit 1 week when 26. I was 28. Shit 1 week... When I was 28? Or shit, one week when I was 28.
Roy.
Yeah?
Shit's been 1 week.
I'm gonna smother you to death.
Oofa doofa.
God, fuck you, dude. Oh my god.
Alright. Now, hey, guess what? Jay's back on the attack. No more lazy Jay. Jay's back in.
Alright, I'm here for
microphone. Correct microphone. New... segment.
New segment.
It's called Which One Exists.
Oh, okay. So, do explain.
No using Google for this one.
Yes.
So, here's the game. Basically, I'm going to say three articles on the internet regarding basically the food that we were eating. And I want you to tell me which one actually for real exists.
All right, I'm for it. Let's go.
All right. So, the first one. I found an aluminum foil in my protein bar. This one's about someone finding aluminum foil in their protein bar.
Wouldn't have been able to guess. Let me hear the other ones first.
I pissed on my protein bar.
Sorry?
I pissed... This is about someone pissing on their protein bar.
Okay.
Protein bars that increase sexual ability and performance.
That one's true.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You're wrong.
Thank God. I really hope it was piss.
You have two more.
I feel like piss is a word that you would use. So I have to say it's not piss.
It is piss, Josh.
I'm dying. What, dude, I'm losing it. You good?
What news? What news put
pictures? It's on medium.com. It's an article. It's actually a little story. Would you like me to read some of it?
I'd like you to link it to me.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, I'm sorry. How rude of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I Pissed on My Protein Bar by Chris Kreider.
Right.
WTH.
This is not news.
December 2nd, 2015. It's not news. I said it's articles.
You failed me.
They're articles, brother. I didn't say nothing about news. This is just shit on the internet.
Yeah, shit on the internet that was posted December 2nd, 2015. It's a
2015, yes. Here's the thing. I jumped out of bed at 4 a.m. with the massive urge to piss. On my way to the bathroom, I grabbed the protein bar I had sitting on my dresser and started eating it.
Yeah, seems believable.
I stood in front of the toilet emptying my bladder while I ate my delicious chocolate power crunch bar. I could barely keep my eyes open. As I took my third bite of the bar, it cracked in my hand and the majority of it fell into the toilet with the wrapper attached. I continued to piss on my bar while my brain tried to make sense of what just occurred.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm reading ahead a little bit.
Yep.
This sucks.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want you to read this. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I'm done. No, I'm done at that point, because that's the point when it breaks down.
It's bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny? Hey, you know what's funny and makes good audio content?
He's depressed, is the
Let's
thing.
Visually describe a man putting their hand into a bowl of piss to retrieve a fucking protein bar.
Yeah, it's real good audio content, I think.
Yeah, no, I think it's really good. I think it's really good that he went to eat it after.
No, you know that's wild.
Oh my god, he goes on to, like, actually talk about this. Like...
Don't forget when he put his hand in and he was like, "Oh my god, it's like the oh oh fuck!"
It's like when big dogs.
Hercules that turns you old.
I don't have to worry about big dogs.
It's like the bit in Hercules that makes you old.
Oh my god, it's like the big.
My hand is so.
It's like the thing in Hercules that makes you old.
Yeah, he's like, I shoved my hand into my piss and I just got old all of a sudden.
Oh my god, it sucked away his.
But then the fates tried to cut my string, but I got the woman and the bar.
The woman and the bar, and I ate both of them.
Cannibalism. It's always funny.
Yeah, that's the one that I was talking about. This is insane. What you've sent me, yeah. I can't react to it. I'm not YouTuber enough to figure out how to react to this.
And I want to tell you that while I was setting up for this, I was Googling preposterous headlines.
Uh-huh.
For example, I literally Googled protein bars, sexual ability. That's in my search history now. That wasn't real. And I had already had one that was true, but then I typed in protein bars piss, and that one was real. They made it.
It sucks. I really... You said it, and I was like, that's going to be the true one, and I just don't want to admit that to myself.
Who does, though, right?
That sucks. That sucks. All right. Hey, jury's in. That sucks. Can I ask
Final
you
question.
A question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would like... How can I apply for Food Lion? Now, this is important. How can I apply to Food Lion?
Wait, hold on. I don't see that one on the... Oh,
no.
It's not on the Reddit.
No, it's not.
Wait, hold on. It's on the Yahoo.
I want to know how to apply for Food Lion.
How can I apply for Food Lion?
And, you know, it's simple, right? Walk into the store and up to the customer service desk and say, can I have an application? Which we all know is how it happens. Thank you, Shopaholic Chick on Yahoo.com.
Don't apply for him. Make him do it himself. Lazy Lion.
I don't know what the fuck that says. Who is he? Who are they talking about? Don't apply for him.
Have you tried doing it online?
Lazy Lion.
Lazy Lion.
Lazy Lion. Walk in and ask for an application. Complete it, submit it, and get turned down. Next. And then three ellipses.
Unfortunate. So this is one, and so you were looking up for these at some point, I remember.
Would you like me to ask you my second question?
This is a fucking... I'm sorry, hold on, before we move on. This just does say a decade ago.
Yes, so...
No, 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 no.
I'm holding. No. Hey, I'm holding. You know, I got it. It's in my fucking hands.
Like,
I'm holding.
Okay, look, normally these sort of sites would be like 10 years ago. Something about this question was asked a decade ago makes me feel like I'm melting.
Yeah, it's kind of grimy because, like, there are about 10 years. There's 10 years that apply to a decade ago.
There's 10 years between me and this post.
There's more than 10 years between you and this post. A decade ago is any time between a decade and two decades.
That's nasty.
Yeah. Hey, have you tried doing it online?
I need you to pass me another one of these juicy links.
Okay.
Because I did tell you to save one.
Now, this one's going to be unorthodox. And I want you to bear with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Food chain of lion?
I need two food chains with arrows for the lion. Do you know a website?
And now I do want you, I know your first inclination. It says education, reference, and homework help. Yes, I understand. What are you doing, Josh? You're not even feeding me food lion. This isn't about the lion. That's where you're wrong. The food chain of lion has not been answered in this question. And I checked all of the answers. It didn't answer. It says grass, antelope, lion, wrong. Roots, warthog, lion,
wrong. What
the
fuck does that mean?
Food chain of lion. You go... worker. Customer. Manager. CEO. Lion. And I'm talking a real lion. above the fucking manager is the lion they keep contained within the food lion. As you know.
And of course, you know, our God. God is above the lion.
No, God is the lion. You've obviously never seen Narnia.
No, God is above the lion.
No.
No, because he asked me today how to paraphrase John 3:16.
John 3:16, and you told them food chain of lion?
I did tell them food chain of lion. Why is how to paraphrase John 3:16 on my trending questions?
I'm actually looking at that now. There are 5 answers how to paraphrase John 15. For Jede so loved the world that he... I'm not doing this.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
I'm stepping out of that joke.
I'm back in the food chain of lion. See, I feel like everyone's reading this incorrectly. How are they going to get help with their homework if you're not even giving them the right answers?
Yes.
I need two food chains with arrows for the lion.
Okay, I gave you my...
Do you know a website?
Chain,
he's
and that
trying
is
to
in
purchase.
The eyes of anyone who isn't a worker.
Yeah?
Yes, so that is my food chain, where it goes worker, customer, manager, boss lion.
But you misread it.
How?
He's not asking. Okay, here's the thing. They really are not asking for any of the science bullshit. Do you see science? We're not in the science section. We're in education and reference, homework help.
Okay.
Do you know what they need?
Yeah.
An Amazon link.
What?
They need two food chains with arrows for the lion. Do you know a website?
Oh. Oh my god.
They don't know. This was before Amazon was a big thing.
Hey, Jay, do you know how long this one was? 1 decade ago, bud.
Oh, well, yeah, this was before Amazon was real high up there, you know.
Food chain of
They were just getting their feet on the ground. They needed two food chains with arrows for the lion.
Now Clara has linked food chain lion biturl.m.
Okay, well, let's see. Was this take I just clicked it.
Where does it take you? I'm not clicking it.
It does look like it's loading. About blank.
This is thrilling.
This one's really not coming. Oh. This is the funniest fucking thing that's ever happened to me.
Oh, no. Do I have to click it?
No. Well, maybe. Because it might not take you to where you think it's going to take you. Because it took me to et how do you even pronounce this? Etxa.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And it's a lot of it's another question answering website.
You fucking serious?
Where we buy Opana pills next day delivery prescription?
Wait.
How to get prescription of Ambien painkillers? How can I purchase Adipex tablets without prescription? trying to find redheads.
Oh, this, this is a... That, see, what you've described is a very specific type of question-asking service.
No. Roy.
Yeah?
The last question was trying to find redheads. Are there any redheads that would like to talk or meet up with someone if you were down to talk or hang out sometimes?
Yeah, and the other ones were, how can I get this without a prescription, and how do I get rid of Ambien?
Can I hide a sword in Michigan?
I'd like to...
If you could make one rule that everyone had to follow, what rule would you make?
Easy, but I'm not going to answer it.
Where to watch Princess Lover Dub?
What the fuck? No.
Secured online store to buy weed, Jay, pills, Ibogaine, God, and dank vapes online.
I'm gonna... Shut up!
Oh, this is Jesse James.
No!
Team Rocket.
Look, man, what's killing me about this is that all of the other ones, all of the other answers and the question were from a decade ago. But Clara's response, the one that you just clicked on, is from 5 years ago. Oh, at least 5 years passed before Clara put their question here, put the answer here. Which means this has been sitting here for 5 years, and Clara thought, I'm going to send them here.
Josh?
Yeah, oh my god, if you give me another fucking question from Ms. Gilboo.
Is it okay to fill stomach from behind?
Okay.
I want to fill my stomach from my back entrance, and I want to see it get bigger. To do that, I'm going to take the bathroom hose and stick it into my behind and turn it on. I just want to see my belly grow. Can I do that without buying anything? What is the effects of it? Can I damage my internals? Okay. Yes, go for it. I frequently inflate my partner's belly all the time. You can bang on it like a drum.
Please.
Oh,
please.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Put it down.
Whoa.
Walk
away.
I warned you.
I entered a place.
You looked at horny Yahoo answers, my dude.
It's impossible. You can't let me in here.
You can't just. I don't know what. They want to buy cocaine online safe and fast. Today I'm going to read aloud someone just very clearly asking if they can do inflation in real life.
It's in men's health.
Yeah. Is it healthy to pour water up your ass?
Yes.
Not if you put it like a power hose.
We have to go. We gotta get out of here.
I don't
want to
be here with you there. That's not somewhere I want to be.
Space.
Oh.
I'm favoriting this site. This is impossible.
Oh, no.
This is an anomaly.
I'm gonna open it.
Let's get back to the questions. We have one more question.
I've closed it. You have to ask.
What the fuck, bro?
Yeah? Yeah, what the fuck, dude? I'm not loading that.
So what the fuck?
That's a tough one. Honestly, it's kind of esoteric. I would say...
Holy shit.
Holy yeah?
This is a really long episode.
Is it, yeah. No, yeah, we've been fucking around for a really long time.
We've been really fucking around.
This one's one of those bad boys. Got to be edited a little.
I think this is very fresh and fun. But you know what you need to move from one place to another?
Smooth segue into Tonka Toy Money Hour.
Tonka Toy Money Hour. Look, you're not gonna get any better if you don't take your medicine. Like, no, you can't. Josh?
Yeah.
This guy's being unruly.
Yeah, I got no fucking idea what you're doing over there, dude.
You did this to me. What the fuck? I'm trying to make
I don't know
money.
How many times I gotta tell you that this basement is occupancy 2 max. But here you are.
I need to get back to my house. Goodbye. No, you can't leave. You're on for the...
It sounds sort of like if you had a kid and that kid was Kermit the Frog.
Well, my kid is Kermit the Frog.
That's insane. That's...
You want to know who the mother was?
Yeah, huh?
Doesn't exist.
Yeah? Huh? Yeah?
I produced my child through budding.
Jay.
And buddy?
Yeah?
Hey, and buddy? I think it's time for the pre-roll.
Yeah, bud. Yeah.
We're 45 minutes into our audio program.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone, to our audio program.
I've programmed it myself.
To which we're 45 minutes in. Yes, the program that might sell.
We have been fucking around for 45 minutes.
That gives us around 10 minutes to really talk about what's important.
And that's what comes next.
What
comes next? So,
I want to start out with our suggestions and then move on to other people's suggestions.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. Go.
I do declare ramen.
Are you sure?
I'm ready to bust this fucker out if you are.
Yeah, my only problem with ramen is we're going to have to make it worse for ourselves.
Hey, you know, this one's easy for me. I have a lot of chicken Maruchan ramen.
So you're just going to do chicken?
Oh, nothing else, no.
Yeah. Jesus. I may pick a different flavor, but I'll stick with whatever flavor I pick.
It's fine. Yeah, it works. Because I have a lot of ramen, and this is my first week of college, and also we're not allowed out during quarantine.
Right. See, my biggest worry, right, is...
Yeah.
This is... My worry is that we're just doing ramen, and that's too easy, right? Like, because college kids always do that. That's an unknown thing that people do.
That's true, but also, and I do want to note this, I cannot get anything from my dining hall because they're doing pickups and the food that they do for pickup is set.
I would say we can do ramen, but we can't use any of the vegetables.
The ones that I'm talking about just do not have vegetables in them.
Is it just noodles and hot water?
It really is just noodles and hot water.
I ought to do it. Fuck. I'm really looking forward to this one, huh?
You never had the... Wait, just the normal packages. They don't come with that. They just come with, like, the nasty powder.
I do the boxes, dude.
Ah, no, that's much better.
I mean, I guess I can just do the normal packages.
No, I've got a lot of the chicken package ones.
Before we make our decision, I would like to move into what the people have said, because I have had a friend of mine...
No, I want to hear your suggestion. You have one... You have to make a suggestion.
Okay.
It is the law.
Ooh, no, I like this, actually. I'm suggesting quesadillas. Now, I think...
Oh, fuck, that's so good, though.
I think we'll probably do ramen, but here's the thing with quesadillas. Not only are they good, but it's just tortilla, cheese, and chicken.
Or just cheese, if you do it bad.
Yeah, no, you have to add... I do declare I would like to add chicken, because tortilla and cheese has... almost literally no nutritional value.
You know the nutritional value to me?
What?
I think it's yummy.
I do think it's yummy, but if you do that, you're a little pussy.
Okay. Well, I do want the chicken. It's just sometimes you have to abstain.
We'll figure that out if we ever get to quesadillas. I'm putting that on the table.
I do feel like chicken nuggets is still on the backlog, and
yes.
I still kind of want
it. So that's the thing that I am going to bring up now. We have had two people this time give us suggestions. Small amount, but we're here for it. One is Ada, who has said... Ada underscore foolsgack at Guy Lear Glows. Don't know what that means. Which has said buffalo wings. That is also the thing they said before. They would like us to do something spicy.
We definitely should in the future.
I do think that if we do quesadillas, I will be adding hot sauce to it. And I'm debating if we do ramen, I might just do the spicy ramen. But I'm also thinking that I'm going to have to meditate to not eat, and I have to do a full week of school on spicy ramen. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
And
in addition, look, if we're going to add... And here's the requirement. If we add any sauces to any of these bitches, it will not be optional. You have to.
That's fair.
Because once you add in the ability to add in or remove sauces, you've added a whole nother level of texture. Cold ranch all over your tasty chicken nugs? Oh my god. Impossible.
No, I get you. get you.
Okay.
Dino Nuggies. Well, that's the thing. Dino Nuggies is a good idea. I feel like I'm for Dino Nuggies.
Which, again, I feel bad for doing it, but unfortunately my school was like, you're not allowed out today.
Right. So, via the effects of quarantine, we're probably going to go with the easiest thing to get. Jay will send me a picture. I believe we've chosen ramen.
I think ramen was the best one. But, I do want to talk about two things. Number one, I think it's important that we add an element of randomness to our little selection.
Oh.
Because, you know, right now, we're basically choosing on our own whims, which lets us do things like, you know, protein bars. And that was very funny. It was a funny week. What if we didn't have a choice?
That's something. I think we need more options before we don't get to choose between them, though.
True. But I'm saying, maybe at some point, maybe it's for something. I don't know when. It might just be for a week. It might be every time from now on. I don't know. We just brainstorm a bunch of ideas and put those fuckers on a big old wheel and we spin it.
I can do that.
And where it lands is what we do.
I honestly, yeah. No, yeah, I'm good. I'm for it. Yeah, fuck. That's actually a really good idea.
The second matter of business is next week.
Yes. Next week we have a day where we don't have anything recorded yet because we've done all of our things for this, but we have an extra week.
Yeah, because the first Monday of next month is not the first week of next month.
Right. So we will have a free week, and in that, we have decided... I'm sorry. Jay has decided that...
Oh, gosh.
We are going to do...
Oofa doofa.
Totino's business. Of which I could not be happier.
I did decide that. We're not going to eat any Totino's. I refuse to. That's flat out. Unless someone gives us money to do so, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah. That's a pay-to-play sort of
but
food.
But I do want to do some cleanup. So since we have an extra week, I was thinking bonus episode, right?
Yeah. Bonus.
And so...
Bonus.
It really just so happens that a week ago, Totino's Mania was released.
Yes, for those of you who follow... I believe
Silver Gunner,
a very good what is rips? It's called rips. Very good rips.
High quality rips.
I have a couple that I have used for tabletop games, which is a wild thing to admit. It's them.
It's them, and it's a whole soundtrack just of everyone's favorite song, Totino's Totino's Hot Pizza Rolls. Totino's, everybody's talking about them.
I when first introduced this concept, I thought it was going to be like Joel Twitchman's Ghostbusters?
Super Ghostbusters Deluxe.
The Ghostbusters thing. I forgot what it was called for a second. The funny, very funny Ghostbusters thing where they just had 16 minutes of various speeds of Ghostbuster. But this will be rips. It's like a fusion collab, but not. And we are, if I'm not mistaken, going to attempt to stream it and then upload some clips as a podcast.
And we're actually gonna get on and talk about it. Yeah. And it will be very fun, and we're gonna talk about Totino's, and we're gonna talk about some stuff we might have missed about Totino's, like Taki Totino's.
That's true. We only found those when prepping for last Friday, not the Totino's Friday.
Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of stuff. Now, Joshy.
Yes, I...
Do you have anything else?
I do, actually. So the problem is that you cut me off, and I will hate you forever for it. We didn't finish all of the questions we had gotten asked. Friend Ryan Smith, at Doc Smith, asked me a very personal question, as it has a lot to do with my sort of online presence. And they asked, what is your stance on worm debt, and how do you overcome it? And this is a serious problem that a lot of people have, worm debt related. Hello? What are you doing?
No, okay.
See, with worm debt, it's been discussed several times. I know Ava has talked to me about it a bit. I think... Are you okay?
No, go on.
What are you doing?
No, go on, go on. No, come on, keep going.
got me off kilter, man. So I always have open PMs for the discussion of Worm Debt, and I am very, very much for it, very much able to talk about it. Worm Debt originated many years back, at least for my understanding of it. Not the thing itself, but my understanding blossomed a couple years. Do you fucking mind?
Look, bud, yeah, it's the Worm Debt National Convention.
What?
It's the Worm Debt National Convention. We need to seem hip and young for all those worm debtors, you know what I'm saying?
I can't fucking stand you.
Wow!
Can we get the hell out of this episode?
Hey, I think what's important to me and Josh is, first of all, social media.
Yes, I crave interaction.
At In Food and Item. That's where you're going to want to go if you want any updates ever in history about
that
the show.
At.
That's where you got to go.
At In Food and Item. It is where I upload on during Twitter. The session. It is where Jay uploads all the time. It is where we follow various Zodiac accounts so I can send things about Virgos to Jay.
And Jay gets to funny.
Jay gets to funny.
We have a website now, adinfoodanditem.com, or the long, horrible Wix URL for the site, which I'm not going to say because it's long and boring. Just use adinfoodanditem.com.
I have it up right now, and man, Facebook. Does it look good. It is very, this is sounding conceding, but honestly, very easy on the eyes.
Ooh, yeah. I've got that Wix. I got that Wix credit.
Hell yes.
We also have a Facebook group if you use Facebook, and we also have an Instagram page @_infoodanditem.
Yes. My personal Twitter is the one that I use the most, is @Yoshedo, YOSHE1DO.
And I'm @JPEGIStired, @JAYPEGISTIRED, which is quite cumbersome.
Yes. But it's worth it.
It's worth it. Price of admission is free.
Price of admission is free.
Have a day.
Yeah, oh my fucking God. Just one day, dude. Just have one day. Come on, man. The